away at third. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Foley once again will look in. The 2-2, a swing and a ball, well hit into left field. This ball's headed back, and this one's gonna go. Garrett Broussard on his first home run of the season, right on cue, and the Raptors lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the third. Garrett Broussard, what about it? And what a time for it to come. First time this team has led all series, and they are fired up there in the dugout. So Garrett Broussard, a big moment. Raptors 3, Traverse City 2. Two down, and Didowick pops it away left side. So no balls a strike. Two down, and again, Foley will fire and missed backside, but the Raptors, what a response here, bottom of the third. That was 93-mile-per-hour ball that left the bat, 368 feet, as Didowick fouls it and stays alive 0-2. 0-2 count with two down. And the 0-2 lifted left side, out for a ball though. So 1-2 count with two down. And Foley sets and fires. Didowick lifts it into the air. A shallow line drive, but me reaching out, making the grab is Prout. But the Raptors get three runs. A wild pitch allows Bobo to get home. A two-run home run from Garrett Broussard in the left center field. Raptors lead 3-2. We head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So, top of the fourth inning, Camden Traficante will step in and he'll hit a fly ball that pops away on the right side. 0-1. So Traficante last time up hit a two-run home run into right center field to get the scoring going. So Fries will set in on the 0-1. Up in high for a ball. One ball, one strike.
Drake Fries nearing his 55th pitch. He's allowed 3 hits and 2 runs, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. So he'll step high, fire the 1-1, and popped away left side, 1-2. So Traficante responsible for the 2-run shot. In the top of the second, Rafters, though, lead 3-2. A big home run from Broussard, his first of the season. That's been a first in a while here at Witter Field. 2-2 count. Fries fires the 2-2 on a changeup that goes right down the plate for strike three. Traficante can't believe it. He goes down looking. And the 4th strikeout of Fries' day.
Now batting shortstop, number 7, Dylan Carey.
So 1 down. Dylan Carey, he'll step in. And the set, the serve, lower the zone for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count, and Fries looks in again on a slow-moving curveball on Dylan Carey, who struck out swinging last time up. Count, the set, the serve. And a foul back on the backside, 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike. And the 4th offering, a swing and a ball lifted in the air into left field. A high fly ball, but Didowick runs over to it, stops, reaches out, and makes an easy grab. So Didowick's been busy out there today. That's the 3rd flyout in the left field. Morzik did it twice, and Traficante, and Carey did it once. So Brendan Summerhill flew out to center first time up. 2 down here, top of the 4th. And Summerhill pulls away as third baseman Broussard was charging it. He thought he was going to show bunt. It would be an interesting tactic to show bunt. Here when there's 2 outs. And the 1-0 swing and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike. Fries again, the 3rd offering, 1-1. Fouled off the top side of the bat. So Drake Fries nearing his 64th pitch. He's done well. Other than that 2-run home run, you know, he's only allowed 2 other hits. Rafters lead 3-2. The 1-1 and a curveball brushes the top side of the zone. 2-1. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. The 2-2 swing and a miss inside. And Drake Fries records his 5th strikeout of the afternoon. Rafters lead 3-2. We head to the bottom of the 4th here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and the Raptors have retaken the lead. They lead 3-2 as Chris Conniff will lead off here, batting in the seventh spot. So Conniff, Holixo, and Sailors are all set to bat here in the bottom of the fourth, as the first offering comes in from Foley and backed away on a bunt that goes behind the plate. So Conniff out of Wagner College, batting at 263. He's up to 25 hits on the season. So two runs in the top of the second for Traverse City, a two-run shot from Traficante. Responding in the bottom of the third, a two-run shot from Broussard. Bobo gets home on a wild pitch. So that's where we stand as the second offering comes in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Ethan Foley nearing his 64th pitch of this afternoon. He serves in the 1-1, a swing and a weak ground ball away from the bag is Johnson. And racing over is Foley, tags it in time before Conniff can get there. One down. So this brings up Hogan Holixo, who's had a good day so far. He's 1-for-1. And a base hit on a ground ball to left field. So the Creighton Blue Jay batted a 314 for Creighton this season. A big part of their hitting success as he swings and misses on a fastball right down Main Street. 0-1. Ethan Foley has allowed four hits and three runs. He's had one strikeout. And it came at the hands of Garrett Broussard. The 0-1 pushes inside of the zone. Just to the left side for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. So Foley will look in. He'll stand on the first base side of the slab. Stand high, fire on a fastball. And that shoves in left side of the strike zone. In for a ball, 2-1. So 2-1 count with one down. Foley works in. He works quickly and fires low on the right side for a ball on a fastball once again. So three balls a strike. The step, the set, the serve, and Holixo hits a hard ground ball that goes foul play on the left side. Full count, one down. Seems as the first base coach, Josh Nikoloff, stands at first, and well, the field manager, Kirk Schreider's now at third. The 3-2 brushes the left edge of the zone, inside for a strike, and Holixo goes down looking. Two down. So bottom of the order, batting in the nine hole, Nolan Sailors, who flew out to center first time up. He made great contact on the ball, but Summerhill was under it in time. So once again, the infield for Traverse City has shifted over. You have Carey, the shortstop, behind the second base now. You have Miller, the third baseman, shifted in about 10 steps to the right of the third base bag. So the 1-0 from Foley and bounces down low, goes away from Summerhill behind him in for a ball. So that was a slow-moving breaking ball at 80. 2-0 count. Raptors have out-hit Traverse City 4-3. It's the first time they've led all series. So Foley will look in. And the long stare at home. The ball in the glove, the kick, the wind, the delivery outside for a ball on the left edge. So once again, a 3-0 count. Sailors, one ball away from taking first. And the 3-0 down low brushes the lower part and below the zone for a ball. Sailors will take first. And this brings up the top of the order, Ty Johnson, who grounded out to first, flew out to left. So he's 0-for-2. The Flower Mound, Texas native who's been so busy on both sides of the ball today. He's had a lot of flyouts in the center. He's been busy up at the plate, but he's 0 for 2. And first pitch comes in for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with two down. Sailor's at first. Foley looks in. He looks over at first. And the pickoff attempt. Johnson just a little bit late to the tag. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. The step in the fire outside of the left edge of the zone. 2-0. So a lot of slow-moving pitches for Ethan Foley. He's nearing his 77th pitch. Seen a lot of breaking balls, a lot of off-speed pitches. He changes in between the curve. He throws changeups from time to time. And the 2-0 outside in a pickoff attempt late. But how about Wisconsin Rapids in a game which they lost yesterday and then finding themselves down early here in this game? The 2-0 down the plate for a strike and a missed check swing from Johnson. Thought about going, but he just stopped in time. 2-1 count. Two down. The 2-1, Johnson scoots away and sees a ball 3-1. So right now, Foley having trouble getting out of this inning. A defensive alignment shift for Traverse City. And the checkoff over at first again. And Sailors sliding headfirst into the bag. Three balls a strike with two down. They step the fire and Johnson pops it away left side. 3-2. The count is full with two down. Sailors at first. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The count is full. And the payoff from Foley, stealing Sailors, and a ball drifted out into left field side out of play. Sailors stealing second, but he'll have to get back to first. Bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters, three runs in the bottom of the third. The full count, a swing and a ball popped up into shallow right. And coming to track it down is Jack Crichton, the second baseman. So that's where we stand. The Rafters lead 3-2. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Weber Power Pack.
Top of the fifth inning. Rafters lead 3-2 in a pitching change in store. Drake Fries, his day has ended. He's had four innings pitched, 66 pitches in total. He's allowed three hits and two runs, two walks, and he's accumulated five strikeouts. So Sidney Ferry back in a Raptors uniform out of Paw Paw, Michigan, from Wisconsin, Stevens Point. He's had 10 games appeared in the first half. He has had one save, 10 innings pitched, allowed 11 hits, four runs, and six strikeouts for a 3.48 ERA. So he was a first-half guy. He's gone away from the team for about a week or so and now has come back, signed a new contract. So Ferry back on the mound for the Raptors. Excited to see him once again, the Paw Paw, Michigan native who picked up the save against Traverse City back on June the 27th in a game which the Raptors won 5-4 in extra innings. He came in and pitched in the bottom of the 10th and did so at an unbelievable rate where he got and a couple of flyouts and commanded very well. So Ferry warming up the right-hander. And leading off for the Pitts hitters will be Cole Prout. Prout batting in the eighth spot, walked first time up. So Ferry working in once again. Here goes Cole Prout, the left-hander. So the left fielder from Central Michigan and a rising sophomore from Standish, Michigan. So two Michigan natives going at it. Ferry delivers in and inside for a ball. On the right edge, he throws a lot of fastballs. He works in between the changeups here and there. And the 1-0 comes in up and away on the left edge for a ball. 2-0. A 2-0 count. Traverse City down 3-2. The Raptors have found themselves leading in this game. First time they've led all series. The 2-0 swing and a miss. 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Batting a .235 is Prout. 12 hits, 7 RBIs, and also 5 runs. The 2-1 comes in and lower the zone for a ball. 3-1. Count. Sidney Ferry, a great teammate, and the 3-1 driven out. Popped away on the left field side. Running after it is the third baseman, Garrett Broussard, who comes out and makes the grab in foul territory. One down. So Raptors, one down, two away. Here, top of the fifth, Zach Johnson, who struck out swinging first time up at the plate. A Nebraska Cornhusker and an Omaha, Nebraska native. Batting at 160. You're batting in the nine hole. So Ferry, standing on the first base side of the mound, fires in, and a curveball that goes in low, brushes the dirt for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Two away. Ferry works in again. Up and high of the zone for a ball. 2-0. A 2-0 count with one out. Ferry, the third offering, right down the pipe for a strike, 2-1. So Sidney Ferry, definitely a guy that has got a good command to him. In every inning he's pitched, he's only pitched in one inning, as a swing and a weak ground ball over to Rivera at short, charges it, throws it on to first for the second out. So there's a play from the shortstop, David Rivera, who hasn't seen a lot of action at the sixth position. He's been in and out of the lineup since he joined in the second half, but there to make a play for two down. Jack Crichton here in the top of the order, who got a double first time up where he hit it a bomb in the left field right before the warning track. And then second time up, he lined out to a diving Chris Conniff. So 1-0 count. Ferry will set in again. He'll kick, wind, and serve. The 1-0 a swing and a shallow pop-up into Johnson, the center fielder, who makes the easy catch for the third out. So the Raptors go three up and three down. They lead 3-2. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and David Rivera leads off for Wisconsin Rapids. They lead over Traverse City 3-2, as Rivera, who was responsible for the second out in the top half of this inning. Bottom of the fifth, as Rivera tops it off right side for a foul. Ethan Foley once again on the mound. He's nearing his 83rd pitch. He's allowed 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, but he's also acquired 2 strikeouts. So an 0-1 count on the Hope International product from Long Beach, California. A swing and a low line drive that drops into right center field. Bounces before Summerhill can get to it, and a leadoff from Rivera. So that's a great start for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 runs for Traverse City in the top of the second. Traficante hits a 2-run home run to right center. But then in the bottom of the third, Bobo gets home off a wild pitch. And then Garrett Broussard, his first home run of the season, absolutely laced a ball in the left center field. So that's where we stand at 3-2. Brendan Bobo will step in. He's flown out to left and walked. So leads the team in home runs with 5 and also RBIs with 22. He shows bunt, pulls away, and the throw from Summerhill to Johnson at first, getting back in time is Rivera. First pitch was a fastball at 87. Raptors have out-hit Traverse City 5-3. So the Cal State Fullerton product, the team MVP last season. And the 1-0 from Foley. Bobo swings and a miss, slow in for a strike, 1-1. That was a breaking ball at 79 that paints the right edge of the zone. Foley with the ball behind his back stands on the first base side of the slab. He'll look down, the long stare at home, the fire, the 1-1 outside, but finds the left edge for a strike, just brushing that left part of the zone. 1-2 count. So Rivera leads off at first. Foley again. He bends low at the knee, kicks, winds, and delivers the 1-2 way low of the zone, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rivera with a leadoff single. Foley with 2 strikeouts. As a 2-2 outside. On the left side of the zone, just away, 4-3-2. The count is full. Rivera, a couple steps off over at first. Foley looks down, he looks over at first. He'll come set, and here's the payoff. Bobo swings and hits a ball into deep right field, heading back towards the wall. This bounces before the warning track. Rounding second, heading for third is Rivera. Getting to second, standing up is Bobo. And here come the Raptors once again. 2 runners in scoring position. Bobo to second, Rivera to third. And this brings up Jack Gurevich. So a big hit for Brendan Bobo, his first of the afternoon. And Jack Gurevich, who's one for one, got a base hit first time up and was hit by a pitch on his second time as a mound visit from Summerhill. Right now having a word with his pitcher. Coming up, this would be his 90th pitch of the afternoon. He's allowed six hits. Rafters really getting the bats going. No outs, and now they have two runners in scoring position. So that's what they needed. They needed a spark, and they got back-to-back hits from Rivera and Bobo. So Gurevich batting in the cleanup spot. Second in the team in home runs with four, and also second in the team in RBIs with 21. He has 31 hits on the season, batting a 284. And Foley's command fires in, and he's swinging a ground ball that stays fair on the first baseline, but just pulls. It seemed like it was fair. I don't know how it was not fair, as the umpire looked at it. It was fair for a second and then just called it foul. That nearly looked like that was going to stay fair. Sure enough, two runs would have scored. But no balls a strike, so just fouls off on the right field side. 0-1 count. Bobo at second. Rivera at third. The infield a couple steps in as a swing and a ball lifted high, carrying into right center field. This ball is gone. A three-run home run for Jack Gurevich, and the Rafters up 6-2 now here in the bottom of the fifth. Gurevich's fifth home run of his career here in Wisconsin Rapids, and the bats are rolling. The rats are hot. 6-2. Right on cue is Jack Gurevich. And now Wisconsin Rapids can celebrate. That ball was hit 99 miles per hour, 402 feet back behind the wall. And no outs. And somebody that hit a two-run home run last time up was Garrett Broussard. So a base hit from Rivera, a double from Bobo, and then a three-run home run for Jack Gurevich. One ball, one strike on Broussard, who's one for two and sees the third offering in for a strike, one and two. 1-2 count, the set, the fire from Foley, topped away on the right side. So the momentum and the life has been brought back in the stadium. It was definitely dull. It was just a feel to it that there just wasn't a lot of excitement. The 1-2, a low line drive, bounces before Brown can get to it in left field. And another base hit for Garrett Broussard. So this time, four straight hits. You've seen Rivera with a base hit, Bobo a double, Gurevich with a three-run home run, and then Broussard with a single. So the bats are starting to roll here, as it looks like Foley's day could possibly be done, and I think it is. The call to the bullpen for Traverse City. They've given up eight hits now. Took game one last night, winning 5-2. But what a response for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs in the bottom of the third. Three runs here in the bottom of the fifth, and they're not done yet. So Harrison Didowick, who's one for two. And Kirk Schreiner coaching third base right now. And he's calling in his guys. He's calling in Didowick, Conniff, and Broussard at first. Making some signals and saying, hey, look, we're up 6-2. And my thing is, you're up 6-2 right now. You've out-hit Traverse City 8-3, why not go and try to steal a base and try to add some more pressure to Wisconsin Rapids? So Ethan Foley's day looks to be done. As a pitching change, Jared Urey, he'll step in now. Urey's a guy who's pitched in five games out of Colorado Mesa from Eaton, Colorado. Five games appeared in with a 1-0 record, four innings of work. He's allowed eight hits and four runs, but three strikeouts. So he picked up the decision against Fond du Lac back on July the 6th, where he went an inning, allowing two hits and a run. So Jared Urey, another Colorado native. So warming up right now. And he stands tall at 6'6", 240. So quite the big arm. But Garrett Broussard with a base hit. Jack Gervich with a three-run home run. And the Rafters, well, how about Gervich? Now with a three-run home run, he ties Bobo for home runs. They both have five. And I think Gervich now, with that three-run home run, leads the team in RBIs with 24. So Bobo's got his work cut out for him, a guy that comfortably led the team in home runs last year. He led the league as well with 17. Jack Gervich saying, hey, I didn't just have one game where I hit three home runs, because he did. He's a great hitter, and he surely put that up right there and put it on display. And, in fact, his first time up to bat, back in early June, he hit a two-run home run his first time up. So Urey fires in and right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Standing at first is Broussard. The infield moved over to the right. The 0-1 swing and a miss. Harrison Didowick, the Virginia Cavalier, went 2-for-5 in the College World Series with an RBI versus Florida. So quite the change in scenery for him. As the 0-2 from Urey, a swing and a bouncer. That stays fair, goes in the third base gap, rolls into left field. As well, the infield shift over did not help for the Rafters, for the pitch hitters, excuse me, exactly where they didn't want the ball to be hit, exactly where it was hit. You had a slow bouncer that was on the third base side. Miller, the third baseman, was all shifted over into the shortstop position, so that's a base hit. And the best thing about this, there's no outs. Five straight hits for the Rafters. Chris Conniff, who flew out to right, grounded out to first. As a bunt and just pulls out right side. So Didowick at first, Broussard at second. 0-1 count. Rafters up to nine hits now. Bottom five in control, 6-2. Urey looks over at second and fires in and pushing a bunt left side out of play was Conniff. He was trying to direct that bunt. The third baseman, Miller, was pushed in. O-2 count. The 0-2 outside. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Fans getting into it. Rightfully so. The 1-2 goes away in a wild pitch behind Summerhill. Rolls into the backstop. And the runners advance. Two runners in scoring position now. And the inning just keeps getting better for the Rafters. Biggest inning they've had in terms of hits. They had three runs in the bottom of the third. Now three runs here. The defensive alignment and infield move in as a bunch of infielders for Traverse City. You have Miller, Carey, Crichton, and Johnson all taking about 3 to 4 steps forward. So the count is full. Jared Urey looks and fires a 3-2. A swing and a weak ground ball over to the second baseman, Carey. Looks over at third. Broussard gets back in time and throws down to first to Konev. Konev goes down, one down. So Hogan Aligso, one for two, batting in the eight hole with a base hit and struck out looking. So Aligso, the catcher, led off with a base hit to left field. And once again, the infield with a couple steps moved in and a swing and a ball bounced in to the glove of Summerhill. So it comes in for a ball. So it's a 1-0 count. And the check swing from Aligso wasn't there. So a 1-0 count. Didowick at second. Broussard at third. The 1-0. And a swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second. Getting home is Broussard. Racing home is Diddowick, and he slides safe. And a two-run RBI single from Hogan Aligso. So the Raptors up 8-2, a five-run inning here in the bottom of the fifth. Two-run RBI single, and Nolan Sailors is due up. One down. A five-run inning here for the Raptors, up to 10 hits now. And showing bunt and stepping away is Sailors, and it comes in for a ball, 1-0. So Aligso, that was big for him and his confidence. Struggled the other day in Lakeshore. The 1-0 swing and a miss. And the throw over from Summerhill to Johnson. A little bit late, 1-1. One ball, one strike. A five-run inning, their biggest yet. And the third offering just up and away. Outside, four ball, 2-1. Two-one count. Bottom five, a swing and a miss. Bending low and seeing a strike is the DH, Nolan Sailors, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. At first is Aligso. The 2-2 outside and the throw from Summerhill. Sweeping low is Johnson, but getting back in time to first is Aligso. The count is full, 3-2. The full count. A swing and a ball drifted out left side. Running after it is Prout, but it drops in out of play. Three-two for Nolan Sailors, who's 0-1. Flew out and walked. So his teammate Hogan Aligso stands at first, and the 3-2. And a ball inside and stealing second was Aligso, but it did not matter because Sailors will take first. So back-to-back walks for the Omaha, Nebraska native, and we head to the top of the order with Ty Johnson, who grounded out to first, flew out to left, and he also popped up to second. It just doesn't seem like a day where Ty Johnson doesn't get a hit. They're up to 10 hits, and if you told me the Raptors have 10 hits and Ty Johnson doesn't have one, well, I would call you crazy, because Ty Johnson, a guy that leads a team in hits, he has 43 in the season. And it just seems like a matter of time before he makes good contact and can find some green space. 1-0 count. Uri fires and low. Johnson has to scoot away and sees a 2-0 count. That was a fastball at 90. And a Colorado Mesa in Grand Junction. 2-0 count. And outside for a ball. 3-0. So Uri plays his collegiate ball for Colorado Mesa and Grand Junction in the RMAC, Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, and he throws a four straight ball. So base is loaded once again. So David Rivera led off this inning with a single. And we've gone through the entire order. Johnson at first. At second is Haligzo. And at third, well, at second is Sailors. And at third is Haligzo. Murray fires. And Rivera skies it away. Out of play. On the right side, 0-1. Rivera started this with a single, eventually got home from a three-run shot from Gervich. And the 0-1 out and away for the ball, 1-1. Rafters a commanding 8-2 lead. Murray will set and fire the 1-1 and a foul back, 1-2. Traverse City just looking to get out of this inning. They have really struggled in terms of their pitching. That's been the key, and that was the key for them yesterday. They had great pitching, the 1-2, and a swing and a line drive that hooks into the right fielder of Orzech. And the charge home from third, Haligzo will score. So a sac fly RBI from Rivera. That's all Rivera needed to do. And now the Rafters lead 9-2. A huge inning. Here, bottom of the fifth. 9-2, Brendan Bobo, who got a double last time up at the plate. Two down. And the set and the fire swing and a miss. In fourth strike, 0-1. Bottom of the fifth, Raptors lead 9-2. And a swing and a miss outside again, 0-2. Raptors up to 10 hits. They trailed 2-0. And in the bottom of the third, they got three runs. And here in the bottom of the fifth, six runs. The 0-2 and a steal from Johnson. And not deciding to throw was Colin Summerhill. And allows Johnson to get in scoring position. So Sailors at third. Ty Johnson at second. Kirk Schreiner giving command out to Johnson at second and giving him a signal. Murray will step in and throw the 1-2 out and away of the zone, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs. A long inning here in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters have gone through the entire order. And the 2-2 swing and a miss. Bobo went after it upstairs, and that will end the inning. But a huge inning for the Rafters. They get six runs. They lead 9-2 and have a dominant lead over the Pittsburghers. We head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning, Parker Brocious. He'll lead off for Traverse City as they are down 9-2. Wisconsin Rapids, a big six-run inning in the bottom of the fifth. They've out-hit the Pitts Spitters 10-3. Sidney Ferry will work again on the mound nearing his 12th pitch. He's down in the count 1-0 and fires in for a ball. Ferry's had at least an inning pitched. He's allowed no hits and no runs. So Parker Brocious, who's 1-for-2 this afternoon, and sees the 2-0 outside for the third ball. So three balls, no strikes. Rafters had their biggest inning just a moment ago, and the 3-0 paints the left edge in for a strike. 3-1. 3-1 count on a fastball at 86. And so Ferry will step in. He'll fire the 3-1. And backing away is Brocious. He'll see ball four. So Brocious will take first. And this brings up Evan Orzik, who flew out to left both times up. So Orzik out of Shorewood, Illinois. He'll step in fire as Ferry finds the right edge of the zone, 0-1. Had a fastball at 87. Brocious at first. Top of the sixth. Ferry will fire up and high for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 count here, top of the sixth. Rafters take a deep breath now, and the 1-1 swing and a miss inside. Orzik went after it low. He bats a 268 down on the count 1-2. And the step in and fire from Ferry pulled away left side. 1-2 count. So at first stands Brocious. Ferry, with the ball in his glove, will fire the 1-2 and a miss outside for strike three. So Ferry records his first strikeout of this afternoon, one down. And this brings up Colin Summerhill, the catcher, who walked and struck out swinging. So 0-for-1 at the plate. Out of Northern Illinois and a Chicago native. 33 hits on the season with 27 RBIs. And the first delivery up and high for a ball. 1-0. A 1-0 count. One down, the 1-0, and a swing and a ball lifted in the air. High fly ball in the right field side as Bobo comes down with it and makes the second out. Two down. So this brings up Colin Summerhill. Two down. And the step in and the serve from Ferry on Traficante. And it comes in for a ball, 1-0. So Rafters looking to retire this side and continue their offensive momentum. The 1-0, a skied ball on the left field side as Didowick comes down and makes the grab for the third out. So that does it. We head to the bottom of the sixth. The Rafters lead 9-2. We'll step away on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 61. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 90 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 60. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Tuesday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, .biz.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth, and before we get into the baseball, a very sad thing that just occurred not too long ago. One of the umpires here in the Northwoods League, a great umpire and a crew chief, Connor McKenzie, has just passed away in a car accident heading up to Wausau for the Wausau-Madison game. And it was just terrible to hear that, and just shows that you can't take anything for granted, you know, especially in life. And we wish his family all the best, and our condolences are out with the McKenzie family, because that is that's terrible to hear. And you know, he's been here at Waterfield many times to umpire our games, and he's done such a great job. So really sad to hear that, and our thoughts and prayers are with the McKenzie family, because we know they need it at this time. So on that note, back in to the baseball, as Holden Wilder will step in for the Pitts Bitters, the Wofford College guy from Eatonton, Georgia. So 1-1 count on Gurevich, 7 games with an 8 2/3 innings pitched, as the ball lined out to left side. That pulls away on the concourse. 1-2. It's hard to, you know, sometimes you hear about those things, and it's just, again, it shows that you can't take anything for granted in life. And once again, just wishing our prayers and thoughts to Connor McKenzie's family, a great crew chief, number 51. But so that's that, you know, that 2-2 lined out left side and stays fair on the third baseline. Jack Gurevich with a base hit. And some things are bigger than baseball, and that certainly is. And we're just excited. We're just lucky and fortunate to play this game. As Gurevich stands at first with a base hit, Raptors continuing their success on the offensive side. Here, bottom six. Gurevich at first, and Garrett Broussard is up. So Holden Wilder has had one strikeout. He's pitched in 7 games. The most he's gone is 2 innings against Rockford on June the 12th and Battle Creek July the 4th. As the first pitch comes in and brushes the right side of the zone, 0-1. So no balls to strike. Gurevich at first, bottom six. A dominant 9-2 lead for the Raptors. They got 6 innings, 6 runs in the bottom of the fifth, and a swing and a miss, 0-2. The 0-2 count. They step in and fire outside of the throw from the catcher, Summerhill. But he comes in for a ball. And Gurevich at first. Jack Gurevich, I mean, how about his day? Having another one of those record days. The 1-2 swing and a miss down low for strike 3. Gurevich started his day off with a base hit. He then was hit by a pitch. And then after that, on the third time up, he had a 3-run home run and then just got a base hit not too long ago. So for him, he's 3-for-3 with a 3 RBI day. Unbelievable. So Harrison Didowick, who's also had a big day as well at the plate, 2-for-3 with a run. And the first serve low on a curve inside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one down.